using everyday life to help you increase your confidence, your self-esteem. I don't think this episode's going to be cryptic, but I apologize if it doesn't 100% make sense. I will try and explain in more detail as we go along. But basically, I've had a conversation this week with somebody who says they're thinking about setting up their own business, and they're just sort of exploring with the idea. And through those conversations, they were saying a couple of things to me along the lines of they don't know if there's going to be enough money in what they want to do for them to do it properly. And also whether there's a bit of a sort of that their skill set is going to be good enough to cope with what might happen when they set that up, their own business. And let's use both of those as an example. Let's pretend that this person is really into their cars and wants to become a car salesperson. What they're saying is, I know a bit about Honda and, you know, Volkswagen. So if someone wants to buy one of them, great. But if someone comes up to me and says they want a BMW, I don't know anything about BMWs. So, you know, maybe I need to gain knowledge and experience in that first. That's scenario number one. And my first thought to that is you can't ever go through life thinking, I can't start this until I'm an expert on BMWs. Because although you're then going to be an expert on Hondas, Volkswagens and BMWs, you can bet your bottom dollar that somebody's going to turn up on day one and want to buy Mercedes, right? So all you need to do is get out there, start selling your Hondas and your Volkswagens, and then just see what happens and where the market takes you. I was speaking to a landscaper a couple of years ago, and who is quite successful. They've got a team of maybe 10 staff, 10 or 12 staff. And I said, what's your one rule? What's the one piece of advice you would give to someone starting this from scratch? And they said, say yes to everything. Say yes. Become, you know, you are an expert as far as the customer is concerned. All you need to do is just then understand how you're going to go about getting to achieve what you need to achieve. Excuse me. And, you know, you're never going to do this thing on your own anyway. You're always going to have other car salesmen, let's use that phrase, within your network. You can always just ring one of them and just say, look, I got this person who wants to buy a Mercedes. I don't know nothing about Mercedes. Can I either throw them your way and you give me a little commission for it? Or you could just say, could you give us an overview of what's the, you know, the top five things I need to know about Mercedes before I attempt to sell them? And, you know, that really should be your, I guess, the biggest thing if you're setting up your business, as far as I'm concerned, is probably you become somebody who finds solutions to problems. And therefore, you need to be having the mindset that there is always going to be problems. And no matter what you do, to grow your business, there will always be a problem that you don't know 100% how to resolve. You might as well just take that attitude that, well, let's use that from day one. And I'm going to, you know, take that mentality with me for the whole, you know, time that I have this business, whether it's 12 months or 25 years. I did hear an interesting thing on a podcast the other day that basically said the value of any business is the calculation of the accumulation of the amount of problems the owner solves. The more problems an owner solves within their business, the bigger the business is. And that's all it is. It's a calculation of the amount of problems you solve. When you look at it from that point of view, you need to get out there. You need to get out there and give it a go and start from today. And basically just say, I have this knowledge. Could I make a bit of money from it? And that takes me to point number two, which the person said, basically, I don't know if I can make enough money from this. And my point was, basically, you can charge what the market wants to pay. So to summarize very quickly, they were saying, well, you know, if I provide this and it's only taken, like, let's pretend you buy a car, right, for, you know, $1,000. And you clean it, right? You can now, then you can say, well, if my time's worth $50, the car's now worth $1,050. So that's what I'll sell it for. And I was like, no, the value of that car is what the market's willing to pay. So if you can sell that for $5,000, then you're going to make, you know, minus the hour it took you to clean, $3,950. Now, this person then sort of was the, oh, is that right? Is that okay? Am I allowed to do that? Isn't that a bit sort of dishonest or immoral or what have you? No, that's the way business works. That's the way the world works. That is supply and demand. That is somebody being in a place, whether you like it or not, somebody being in a place where you say, I understand that the market is willing to pay this, and as long as I can get it cheaper, then the difference is called my margin, my markup. So don't ever look at it as, you know, whatever you're planning to do has to be this sort of honest, because to be frank, it also works the other way. So if you are taking a risk in buying a car for £1,000, you could get it back, wash it, and realize there's a big sort of rusty hole in the side and it's now worth £500. You're now working for free because you're going to sell that car for £500. And not only have you not made any money on it whatsoever, you've lost money. These things happen. That's the risk of having your own business. Bigger rewards, but bigger losses. So don't worry about that. When the money's coming in, you know, make the most of it, because it won't always be there forever. And, you know, trends change and the market changes and competition changes and et cetera, et cetera. And the third thing is, I was going to say, was they were saying, oh, you know, maybe I'll give it a go and it's not going to take me a lot to set up, maybe just sort of a website or something. Yeah, you're right. Website and time. And, you know, we've had this discussion before where I can't sit down and watch Netflix. I feel guilty because I feel there's something else I could be doing which is more productive. And it could be a problem that I have, but it also means that, like, even if I pack in this podcast, I need this thing in the background, in addition to my work, which is ticking over and just, you know, helping me with my creative juices and just ticking that box in my brain that just gets me my my hit of dopamine or whatever it is. And that's where I am with these projects. And you're in a similar place where you have a full-time job. You might as well just say, well, who cares if you spend 1 hour an evening, Monday to Friday, or get up early and do it before work or whatever. 5 hours a week, 1 hour every morning. Test the market. Set up a little website and see what happens. Or don't even set up a website. Use that time on LinkedIn or Twitter or Instagram or something, just reaching out to other people who are already doing it and just saying, look, this is my idea. What do you think? You're doing something similar. How does it work out for you? What are the problems you face? Does your, you know, current business look like what you thought you were signing up for when you first started? And if so, and if not, why not? That doesn't cost you anything other than your time. So that's my thought so far. And, you know, I've always been a keen believer in sort of keeping the barrier to entry as cheaply as possible. Get the research, get the data, and then you can decide whether it works or not. So, you know, from the car salesman point of view, you know, start buying a few cheap cars. Start selling a few cheap cars. And, you know, once you've done that 10 times, then you've got some data to say either, yes, this is working out and something I could roll out on a bigger scale, or actually, no, it's not. You know, 9 cars made money and the 10th one lost me all my profits or something. And then that just gives you some data to say, look, I need to review this in a bit more detail. So, if you can keep that thing as cheap as possible, you know, if you've got to go out and buy a car for $500. Don't go and buy one for 10,000, because the risk is just far greater because you've invested more money in it. So keep this thing as cheap as possible to start with. And, you know, just make sure that the only thing you're risking within this during the research phase is your time. So that's my thoughts. And the question being then, how does that relate to confidence and self-esteem? And it's very simple in the fact that, look, when you're looking to try something new, when you're looking to push yourself, you're always going to have, excuse me, the seed of doubt. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's human nature that we are going to be cautious when we're trying something we don't fully understand or something new. And the important thing is that you understand that those feelings are natural and that you should be aware that you're having those feelings. And there's actually nothing wrong with going and having a go at this project and feeling nervous about it and feeling that maybe, you know, you're lacking all the skills you need to sell a car because you don't know about Mercedes. And, you know, that's okay. You can recognize that. You can deal with that. What you shouldn't do is, though, use that as an excuse not to get started. And that's the key important thing here. Because whatever getting started means to you, no matter how small you want to start it, you should start it. What you then need to do is just, you know, keep it as cheap as possible. Invest nothing in this at the moment other than your time, if that's what you're able to do. And then you have something to analyze in the future. And the only failure in this is not starting in the first place, isn't it? You know, I would advise you not to go out and spend lots of money trying these things. But, you know, it's like from a confidence and self-esteem point of view, someone saying, I'm going to start dating once I lose weight. So I'm going to spend all this money on a personal trainer. Well, two things. One, there's lots of people out there who are like you, exactly how you are and who you are now. So don't worry about losing weight. There are people out in the world who would love you for exactly who you are right this second. Secondly, I wouldn't go out and spend money on a personal trainer until I've at least convinced myself that I can get out that front door and go for a walk every day or a jog or, you know, eat healthy for a couple of months or what have you. If you're going out and getting a personal trainer and using that as the motivation to actually do something, then you're looking at the wrong motivations. Anyway, I digress. So that's where I am today. Those are the three things that I'm going to say from a confidence and self-esteem point of view. One, you got to give this thing a go. Two, start thinking about, you know, how you go about it and keep it as cheap as possible. Because then the only thing you're risking is your time. And three, If you understand that your businesses or whatever you're looking to achieve is only going to, it's only an equation of the amount of problems you can solve, then don't worry about it. You're going into this knowing you're going to get issues. And the exciting thing of this project is, you know, you just got to work out what those issues are and overcome them. If you take that attitude, then you can't do anything but succeed, because actually all that you're doing is giving it a go, finding out what works, finding out what doesn't. How's that? Have a fantastic day to everyone, and have a fantastic day to the person who this message is aimed at. You know who you are. Goodbye.